from the new Ventura Deanery in Ventura, California, near the new Eagle Suck Train. This, then, is Elkhart, The Next Step.
This is an unusual program that we are presenting for you tonight, and I have been directed by Overlord One Eye, Overlord Casper, also Overseer Mickey Swinson, and by Overlord Chunky Boy, to present tonight's Elkhart, The Next Step, here on the Phil Henry platform, out of format, away from our usual Sunday morning, to present to you the consequences of what it was that I did with Mr. Dickman, that is, unburdening myself in a very graphic way. If you heard the program, you heard me refer to the overlords as, in a very disrespectful way, using the MF, using the F, using the GD and the F. I am Dr. Ed Elkhart. I have been demoted from a overlord status, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that. Now, why do I sound the way I do? After the tape with Mr. Dickman aired, I returned home to my home in the Wampai Hills, just outside of Wampai University, near the induction arch, which I share with my blended one on the dirt floor of a tool shed at a state fair, Gloria Grover. Ms. Grover asked me some questions, and I pushed her away from me, which I would never ever do were I in my right frame of mind, but I was not in my right frame of mind. Ms. Grover then lifted a utensil in the kitchen. It was a very heavy, what looked like a colander or some kind of a soup pot, swung it and hit me in the mouth with it. I have suffered some, there's no jaw damage, I didn't break my jaw or anything like that, but I have an extremely swollen jaw. The jaw was dislocated briefly, they wired it shut last night, and as of this morning, I'm fine. You're probably asking yourself, why am I hosting the show? I personally insisted on it. I insisted that I host an Elkhart The Next Step here on the Phil Henry platform, and Mr. Henry is also in studio here. And you were not in favor of this, were you?
No, I was not, Dr. Elkhart. I didn't think that you should go on the air with your mouth is bandaged pretty heavily. You did have your teeth wired shut here.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I don't know why I'm laughing. I apologize for that.
No, there's no need. No need at all to apologize. Also, Margaret Gray is here, and Glenn Dickman, the man who interviewed me. Mr. Dickman, I don't bear you any grudge.
Well, I mean, you did give your permission.
Whether I did or whether I don't bear you any grudge. I said what I said about Gloria. I did say what I said about the Overlord, who are coming over here with Overlord One Eye is with us tonight, Overlord Casper.
Yes, and I don't bear you any grudge. The things you said about me and about Overlord Casper, I think, are what we call an Elkhart The Next Step. That's where we throw it after we wipe with it. Meaning, those are comments that should never be in the vocabulary and in the conversation of normal people. In other words, they should be thrown away as one throws away wipe.
Yes, I understand, and I think the people listening probably understand it too. You had the question?
Yeah, my question is, why are you being compelled to do this show?
No, I'm not. The Overlord said that I did not have to do it, but I did say to Gloria and to the Overlords, I insist on it. I want to show people that one can, through the Big Thick One, the Redeemery, and the Eagle Flush, one can redeem, recoup, take it in for the return on the deposit, and walk away with a cupcake. In Elkhart The Next Step, what that means is you can change your life.
Right, you redeem, you get the deposit.
You get the deposit and you get the money and you walk away with the cupcake.
And that means you can change your life.
That's what it means.
Well, I understand, Dr. Elkhart, a lot of people don't understand this terminology.
No, you're absolutely right.
I got to ask you, is it painful?